Hi, B4 Church. My name is Camille. I'm a resident this year with the Communications Department. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide a chance for you to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. Let's take some time to enter into God's presence and settle our hearts. Spend the next few minutes simply listening to the music as it plays. If there's any worries of your day that are weighing heavy on you, offer those things to God and let Him hold them for you as you spend this time in His presence.
Oh.
Today's scripture reading is from Psalms 55, 1 through 11, 16 through 19, and 22 through 23. We will be reading from the NIV. As I read, pay attention to how the psalmist describes his position and what he says about God. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked, for they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away. I would stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Lord, confuse the wicked, confound their words, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me. Even though many oppose me, God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into a pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. Let's take a few moments and reflect. What words, phrases, or emotions in the psalm are familiar to you? How does this psalm challenge or encourage you? Reading Psalms 55 reminds me of times I've experienced betrayal. It's in moments like these that I discover the depths of my heart. Do I run towards the Lord in childlike surrender or turn to something else to make me feel justified? David shares his responses to those moments of betrayal in this psalm. He draws God's attention to what's happening, pours out his emotions, and shares his desire for revenge. Learning that I can speak authentically to God has revolutionized my view of prayer and friendship with God. I don't want to ever miss the truth of how I can approach my Father in an unedited way. However, it has been important for me to realize that I can't stay there. I will grow in bitterness if this is the posture I assume at all times. David ends the psalm by reminding himself of his confidence in the Lord. He doesn't hold back his frustration, but he balances it with sturdy confidence in the Lord's faithfulness. This psalm takes the fear out of praying honestly, yet it simultaneously reminds me to balance myself with the Lord's goodness and security. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. This psalm reminds us that we serve a God who does not change. He is not fickle. He is constant. Spend a few moments thanking God that he is steady. Do you have any cares weighing heavily on you today? Let's take a moment to simply cast our cares on the Lord so he can sustain us. Let's finish our time together by asking, like the psalmist, that God would confuse the wicked and confound their words. If there are certain people, situations, organizations, etc. that come to mind, spend some time praying that God would specifically be working against their efforts. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. Also, make sure you're subscribed to the B4 podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. Every Thursday, we drop a new episode on our weekly liturgy podcast. If you subscribe, you'll also receive our weekly teaching on Mondays and our conversational podcast on Tuesdays. Thanks for listening and have a beautiful day.